Yo, what the heck is going on, Kind of Funny Best Friends? It's your boy Snowbike Mike, Big Daddy Raj, and of course the Nitro Rifle Andy Cortez coming to you live on a lovely Gregway on a Thursday. Greg Miller heading out to the D.
Whoa! SummerSlam.
SummerSlam. SummerSlam.
Do you think this framing is good?
Yeah, I got it. I got it.
I judge for this.
A lot of people know I got an eye. I got an eye for this. It's fine. So, of course, we're here to take over your daily Gregway vlog, where me, Andy, and Roger are just going to talk about life. We had a really great stream today. If you missed out, today we played Baldur's Gate 3 for, of course, the launch day. Andy, how did it go?
It was a freaking blast. Some of the most fun I've had.
Just far.
Oh, just a good shot.
That's what it is. That's a good shot. You get to see it. That's what I thought.
He looks at me, he's like, oh, yeah, Station 2, that's where you want to be. This is where you want to be. This is not Station 2 either.
A lot of people worried about the stations lately. Yeah. But here's a fun one for y'all. They believe they caught the Lake Tahoe foot fondler. Amazing, right?
What?
Yeah, man, this guy was fondling feet.
You sent me that photo. I don't think they found him. I don't think they caught him because the photo he sent of me is this dude that looks like he's just not a very cunning, quick, fast dude. So this guy, what would happen, Raj? Women were waking up, feeling somebody touching their feet, and they'd freak out, and that person would escape every time.
Yeah. Did they get an idea of him?
No.
Gone like a bandit.
But this guy doesn't look like he's the type that could he just looks like a heavier set dude is what I'm saying. So, like, Mike sent me the photo. I was like, no way that guy's getting out of anywhere quiet or, like, in a quick fashion, you know? So wait.
So how long has he been doing this?
It was like this. Can I fondle Roger's feet really quick just for demonstration? Sure. This is demonstration.
Let's see it.
They would wake up. Maybe touch them or he'd be resting. And then they'd wake up. He'd bolt out.
Somehow fast and without, you know, avoiding any sort of detection completely.
Is he putting his mouth on them toes?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. It doesn't sound like that. It doesn't sound like that at all, no.
You should bring up the photo and show it to your phone over there.
Oh, can you bring up the photo? Just type in.
Oh, I can bring it up.
Yeah, type in the Lake Tahoe foot fondler. Let's show the people.
So how long has he been doing this for?
Like 2 weeks now.
Oh, so this is a recent thing.
Yeah. Oh, this is very recent, Roger. This is like happening right now as we speak.
Okay, I thought that this has been like the ancient foot fondler of Lake Tahoe.
This guy's out on the loose, but we caught him. We caught him. That's a positive for the community. He's been caught.
What was the way that he was caught? Was he caught in action? Was it like an ID situation? Or were they like, hey, I think we just figured it out. This guy is always around the beaches.
I don't know. Let's Google it. Why don't you Google it on your phone while I talk to the people really quick?
This is awesome. That you just started. You're like, hey, guys, I have this great topic. I have no information.
He's been caught. That's what needs to be. That's the only information you need. Nothing. You can go to sleep at night safely now, knowing your feet will not be fondled.
You're safe.
I've been to Tahoe once.
What more do you want, Roger? You're safe now, bro.
So the Lake Tahoe foot fondler.
Lake Tahoe foot fondler has been captured.
So, yeah, it's not like, Roger, you're lucky that you act like just because he's in Tahoe and I haven't been there, I'm okay, I'm safe. But because he's been stopped now, we don't know when the expansion would have began. We don't know when he would start targeting other areas. And we've nipped it in the bud.
All right, I'm not going to say the guy's name, but was arrested on Tuesday with the help of Merced County Sheriff's deputies at his residence, at his house. Wow. Gonzalez is... Well, I just said his name. Fuck.
Shit.
I doxed... Fuck.
They can go look it up themselves. They'll find
it. It's facing two counts of burglary and two counts of battery in his alleged foot fondling escapades. This is an official website.
That's a far distance, Merced. That's a far distance.
Is it really?
Yeah, Merced is pretty far. That's Central Valley. That's far away from Tahoe.
Police in Lake Tahoe are on the lookout for a prowler who they said, I guess this is like the last article, who they said has been breaking into hotel rooms and fondling women's feet. Wait, what?
Hotel rooms? Wow.
No. So you had no information about this.
It's the most secure area that could be. That's pretty fucking crazy.
Once inside, he positioned himself at the foot of the bed and rubbed the feet of two separate adult females.
Wow.
In the hotel room. What the fuck?
Wow.
I thought he was just on the beaches. That's why I was
No, he was on the beaches. This is nighttime shit.
Okay.
Nighttime shit, Roger.
How are you saying no information and then expecting me to gather any of this? Like, I...
What do you think? This man's just walking out with people on the beach in broad daylight fondling feet?
Maybe. No,
we would have caught his ass by now.
Maybe she's sleeping or whatever. She's reading a book. It's so beautiful in Lake Tahoe. She falls asleep, wakes up, kicks him off, and he runs away.
I didn't know it was a hotel thing. I thought he was breaking people's houses.
That it was hotels. Hotels are tough. What did he get the freak? We get the key from someone?
There's got to be. This story goes deeper.
This story is deep.
There's a foot fondler. Like friend who's helping the feet being fondled. There's somebody working in the front desk that has the front desk foot fondler friend that has access to the fobs. The front desk foot fondler friend with the fobs. And so the foot fondler's walking up to him and being like, "Hey, you have access to all these rooms. How about I fondle your feet? You give me the fobs." And the guy behind the desk is like, "That sounds like a great job, foot fondler Frankie."
I'm happy to report that justice has been served. He is done now. But man, oh man, what a crazy fucking story. Like, we started off with Hank the Tank earlier in the year. You know what I mean? Just fucking, you don't remember Hank the Tank?
No.
Google Hank the Tank. Yeah, it's the bear. Yeah, man, come on, Roger. Now we got Tim Tebow bringing a hockey team to Tahoe. It's a lot.
What happens in Tahoe?
These are milestone moments.
I was going to say, Long Island found a murderer lately. So, like, that was, like, a big news of, like, oh, we found the Long Island murderer. And he's like, we got the foot fondler, everybody. We got the foot fondler.
Just when we were celebrating Tebow bringing a hockey team, the foot fondler had to come and ruin the moment.
How does this get even weirder? Wait, he's doing a hockey team?
Hockey team, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Is he into hockey?
It's a big deal.
Wow.
I don't know. He's got money to burn, right? So he's bringing fun to the town.
Bringing fun to the town, Raj.
How much is a desired hockey ticket up in Tahoe? How much are you willing to pay? What is the dollar amount for a minor AA hockey team up in Lake Tahoe run you? What do you think?
$20. $20 max. That's
I was thinking 12. I was thinking every seat should be $12. No. You know what I mean? Maybe front row we charge a little bit more, but like honest to God, to get the community behind you, $12 a seat.
Yeah, that's about what it is for the minor league baseball team in Long Island, the Long Island Ducks. That's what
We should get hats of the Long Island Ducks.
I wanted to see the Long Island Ducks recently, but they're traveling to Pennsylvania and shit. They're doing crazy shit, man.
You ever think they play the Sacramento River Cats?
Maybe. Are they also a minor league?
Yeah, a minor league. Uh-huh.
The Ducks and the, what was it? The
River Cats.
River Cats. What's a River Cats?
There's also a Chihuahua.
What?
Yeah, like I'm telling you different minor league baseball team mascots.
From where?
El Paso, I believe.
They're just, I like how they're even doing like minor league animals.
Yeah.
Like fucking ducks and.
You know, unfortunately, Reno is the Reno Aces, which like you get for gambling, but like the Chihuahuas, come on. How about the Mad Ants?
What?
I'm giving you different team names and how dope they could be.
Is a Mad Ant like a real thing?
Yeah, it's a team name.
Oh, but is it an animal?
It's like the Fort Wayne Mad Ants or something like that. Yeah,
I thought you were just coming up with shit. Like
No. I'm telling you team names. You know how I know these team names?
Yeah,
shout out to NBA 2K and MLB The Show because I know all these minor league team names.
Oh, okay.
Of course, we're also in the lab recording this today, so hopefully we haven't lost you too much with the Lake Tahoe foot fondler. But we're in the lab. We're setting up more Baldur's Gate for tomorrow. Just having a good time. And Greg is gone. It's it was raining this morning. Now it's kind of cleared up today. It's not sunny by any means, but like it's just a calm day. It's very calm in the office. No Joey, no Greg,
no Kevin,
no power outages. It's just like a really there's a weird energy today.
Yeah, it just feels light.
It's not like it's like maybe there's just a lack of energy is what it is, you know. But I think this room, we brought it.
Yeah, we brought a silly energy today that I didn't expect. I mean, I expected us to have fun, but I didn't expect us to have that much fun. Once the lights turned off in the studio for our stream, I was like, oh, no, we're going to have a good time. That was a perfect idea.
That felt really good. So go check out that YouTube VOD right now, kindoffunny.com/games. Just made that up, y'all. But you can check that up right now. And hopefully you enjoyed this just insane Greg Way for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more Greg Way fun because Greg is out in the D. SummerSlam.